You are listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor Robert Marsbach. We believe that these devotions will encourage and strengthen you. So tune in, connect, and be blessed. For any more information, please visit us online at lifechurchuk.org.
Welcome to Life Devotions, and thank you for joining me today. Children of God, not yet revealed, is the title of this devotion. Here in 1 John chapter 3, verse 2, it says, "Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when He is revealed, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is." This teaching here that the Scripture gives us is essential in why our salvation is yet in hope. We experience through the Holy Spirit that we are partakers of the life Jesus has beyond the veil, in the heavenly realm, the unseen realm. And we know the unseen realm is real because we share the life that comes from that realm. It is Jesus glorified at the Father's right hand who now gives the Holy Spirit to indwell us. And it is through the Spirit that we have been marked as belonging to God as His children. And we know the reality of heaven because it is revealed in us. But it has not been yet fully revealed what we shall be. You see, here in Romans, Paul also beautifully explains this. Romans is a masterful book, 16 little chapters that are so rich. It says in Romans chapter 8, verse 15, "For you did not receive a spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. We now are His children. However, it is not yet been revealed what we shall be." Therefore, it says here, starting then in verse 18 of Romans 8, "For I consider," listen, "that the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared to the glory we as God's children will be revealed in us." Again, "I do not consider the suffering of the present time worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subject to futility, not willingly, but because of Him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the sons of God. For we know that the whole creation groans in labor birth pains together until now. Not only that, but we also who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of the body. For we were saved in this hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But we hope for what we do not see, eagerly waiting for it with perseverance." Now, I know the Apostle Paul uses language here that is so marvelously rich and has depths to it that go throughout Scripture, but there's no time for this right now. But see, this is the wonder. I live by faith in the life of the Son of God in me. However, I also live by the Holy Spirit in this hope of whom I am predestined in Christ before the Father. Christ is my predestination. Let us make man in our image. And then in verse 29, here it says, "For whom He foreknew, the Son of Man, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. You see, we're predestined to be like him. Jesus is my ever-living hope, Colossians 1:27. And I live in this wonderful joy set before me, unspeakable and full of glory, 1 Peter says, that I will see him. And when I see him, I will be made perfect into his likeness, as his glory, 2 Thessalonians 1 verse 10, will be reflected in me, and I in the twinkling of an eye, 1 Corinthians 15:58, will be conformed to his image. Maybe an earlier verse there, another verse 58. And that I'm conformed to his image. Oh, my dear friends, this joy set before me in Christ is so rich. And yet I now, through the Holy Spirit in me, already am enjoying that heritage through Christ's Spirit, revealing it in me daily, little by little. And he says here in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 12, he says, "For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I am known." What does that simply mean? The Father looks at his Son Jesus at his right hand, and he sees Robert Mosbach in Jesus. And he knows that whom Jesus is being revealed in me, so that as he lives in this perfect oneness with the Father, I may enjoy what he has in the Father. And so I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. He is my life. He is my hope. He is my predestination. He is my future. I am predestined to be like him. And he will present me to the Father in himself, holy and without blame, in the Heavenly Father's love. Now, by the Holy Spirit in me, 2 Corinthians 3:17, 18, I am being daily renewed, kept alive, made alive inwardly, and conformed and transformed into his likeness. And there's more of him every day afresh and anew. Oh, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have need of thine hand is provided. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord God, to me. Oh, friends, I so long for you to know this and to live in this wonder, to live in this joy, to live in this, and that you lift up your hands. Oh, my loving Holy Father, my Holy One, I worship you. I worship you that you have made me one with yourself in the Son, and that I now share this heavenly life, even though it isn't fully visible yet what I shall be. I know my Father. I know by Christ in me that I'm a partaker of this heavenly life, this heavenly calling, this heavenly joy of salvation. I believe, Father, that when I see Jesus, I will be transformed in the twinkling of an eye and made perfect in his likeness, and that he will present me before you holy and without blame in your love. Oh, my loving Father, I now already am experiencing that holiness and that life without blame through Christ in me. Oh, right now I'm experiencing that life in your love, my Father, through Jesus in me. Oh, hallelujah, my Father, I worship you, even though it is not visible yet what I shall be. I know, my Father, when I see Jesus, I will be like him, to the praise and the glory of your grace, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Sorry, I get a bit carried away. Have a good day, everybody.